It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, what do you say we head up on the Brazos River to the Dale River Ranch, one of my very favorite places to hunt. My friend Randy Douglas manages the ranch. He has for a long time, over a decade up there. Randy's on station. Let's just get a little outdoor update, hunting update from that part of the world. Randy, thank you for standing by and being with us this morning, buddy.
Well, my pleasure, Luke.
Always have a good time together and always enjoy, you know, getting the updates. Everybody I've talked to and every place I've been, Randy, it's a heavy, heavy, heavy acorn crop this year.
Oh, yeah.
I know it is up there because I was with you about, three weeks ago hunting. I mean, that last heavy or strong freeze brought the acorns down that were still on the trees, and I guess there's still plenty on the ground, right?
Well, they're getting pretty rotten now, so,
uh-huh.
You know.
Yep.
But it was pretty incredible because the deer just flat were coming to the feeders. You know, we would see them around them traveling through, but you know they wanted those acorns.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I've seen that. Been hunting up at our friend Jeff Rice's place some, and different couple places and here by the house. Yeah, but that's you know, the hogs, they could care less, I guess, if an acorn is soured or whatever. But deer, they don't, to my knowledge, they don't eat soured acorns. But hogs, I've seen them actually eat hickory nuts, you know, soured hickory. I don't know how they handle it, but they can. Talking about hunting opportunities, Randy, you still got some deer hunts, late season deer hunts available, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the deer are finally, you know, a little more cooperative, you know, as far as where they're going and stuff. So
yeah, patternable. You're patternable, yeah.
Right. But it's, you know, it's about time.
it was pretty
wild. There was like every deer in the woods just disappeared, you know, everywhere.
Yes, I saw that other places too, and that's no kidding. I know what kind of deer population and wild hogs and turkey also up there on the Dale River Ranch. Folks,
yeah.
Randy's ranch is people can come up. They don't have to plan a whole half a season or a week. I mean, for a day or day hunt, right?
Right.
Give us some details on how that works for the cost and all that. I think it'll help a lot of people that do not have a deer lease, Randy, you know?
Yeah, we charge $250 per day and for the hunting. And any legal buck up to 140 Boone and Crockett points is $500. Any buck over that is $1,000. And then does are $250.
Yeah, what a deal. And it's not like if you've ever been down in the hill country years ago. I remember day leases where you meet someone at the gate, folks, and they say, well, just don't get out of the fence, and here it is. But no, Randy's feeds year-round. It's really a great place. And you know the neat thing about the Dale River, Randy, for me, the scenery down there right on that Brazos River, it's always been a special area for me. But it is.
Yeah.
It's a pretty part of the state, isn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful. And you get up on, you know, up above the river there. I mean, you've been with me where you can just see the whole river and you hear the turkeys down there and you know, the deer wandering around, and it's pretty incredible.
It is. It's a good workplace for a fella like yourself.
it's tough to get up and go to work every day.
I know how you operate up there. I've been there with you many times. You know, Randy, and I'll tell all of our friends listening, I've got a new assignment. You know, Texas Wildlife Magazine, the shooting hunting columnist, that's every issue. I do a column on shooting and guns and hunting, that type of deal.
Right.
Well,
right.
The first one, in January, it comes out. It's on the old 3030. I did my first column on the 3030 that kills deer and hogs as good as it did 70 years ago,
right,
although
right.
It's not nearly as popular. But anyway, The spring column that I'm assigned to do is on spring turkey, and that's something I've done a lot of, hunted turkeys for years, gun hunting, shotgunning them. So I'm going to try to get up there with you and, you know, during a week here before very long, and maybe we can spend a morning and see if we can. I'd like to get some fresh pictures for that column, you know, on spring turkey, or it doesn't matter if it's spring, but get some shotgun pictures and all, and look forward to that. That's something a lot of people overlook too, isn't it, Randy? Coming up for a turkey, you know, everybody talks about, and I love to call them and hunt them in the spring, don't get me wrong, but in the winter, I mean, you know, they're just as good eating, and that, granted, you don't call them in so much.
You can take a hen too, you know.
Yeah.
And those are good eating too.
You better believe it. One of my favorite meals is turkey fajitas. I don't know if I've ever cooked those when you and I were up there.
Yeah, you did.
Did
you
I?
Did. Yes, when we camped out on the river there.
Yeah. To me, that's, I mean, I love any kind of fajitas, but that breast meat of the turkey. Or, you know, what I've done a lot is take the legs and thighs on my smoking Tex, and put a little olive oil or whatever, a little moisture in there, wrap them in foil and cook them till, that's what I did, and cook them until they fall off the bone tender, and then put your fajita seasonings in there on them. Yeah, that's a... you'd be surprised, Randy, and I know a lot of our listeners will agree, a lot of people do not know how to, you know, they think the turkey, the white meat, the breast on a turkey, a wild one, is all they eat. But those legs and thighs are some of the most flavorful. But granted, you do have to cook them a while to get them tender, you know?
Right.
Yep.
A little bit extra, but it's well worth it.
Yeah, no need to waste them. A lot of times when I'm hunting with guys, I'll tell them, you know, two or three fellas out hunting turkey, I say, look, I'll even clean the white meat for you, the turkey. You don't eat those old legs and thighs, do you? Oh, no. Well, I don't. So I said, well, I'll take those off your hands. Oh, me. Well, that is an opportunity. Now, let's talk about hogs, Randy. The heavy mass crop, the heavy acorn crop, those hogs will be on them a long time, but there's one thing that I know about hogs is that they will come to corn sometime, you know. I bet. How's the hog population?
Oh, we got too many of them. They're really, you know, with all the wet weather and stuff, they're really tearing stuff up, rooting around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm under all my oak trees. It's, you know, looks like I plowed it, you know.
Yeah. So there's...
But there's lots of them, you know, and we shoot every one of them we see, but they're pretty nocturnal right now, you know.
Exactly, yeah.
To the feeders, anyway.
Exactly.
If you want to get one, you've got to sit there a while after dark, you know.
Another, they're always full of tips, but Sightmark, you know, they make the Photon XT. It's not thermal. It's a digital night scope. I've got the XT, but they also, I've used the Photon RT, which has a built-in camera. These things cost, Randy, they cost $500. And you know what thermal cost, several thousand,
yeah.
You know. And I'm not knocking thermal. It's by far the best there is. But digital night scopes work too. Now, they work daytime or evening, you know. I mean, you can... But they've come out with a new one, Sightmark has, called the Wraith. And that thing is color during the day. It's perfectly legal to use them during the daytime, too.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I wanted to mention that. So, hunting hogs at night, they do get nocturnal. And you got to have some way to see them at night. But for $500, you can get the Wraith there. It's come out, I guess, last year. But I'm about to mount one of those on my little 5.56 bolt action there, and have another means to get those hogs at night. Randy, how about hooking everybody up with Dale River Ranch? I know you can go to daleriverranch.com, but Facebook too, right?
Yeah, we're on Facebook too, yeah. And they can give me a call at 2217. And I'll be more than happy to line them up and help them out and answer any questions they might have.
You'll do that for sure. Well, Randy, thank you a lot, buddy, and hope to see you here in the next, maybe week after next. Get up there and get after a turkey.
All right. Sounds good.
Well, folks, that was my buddy, Randy Douglas. Now, Randy's managed that Dale River Ranch up there, gosh, for over a decade, I think 12 years or so. But, you know, back 20, 30 years ago, it seems like every Texas hunter had a deer lease or a hunting lease. And those days are not, it's not quite like it used to be now. Not so many people have deer leases. That's why I like to get guys like Randy on our show and, you know, talk about, give opportunities. They have like day leases. And like we'd mentioned, you know, all day leases are not the same. I can remember going down to Llano County and hunting around Llano back in the late 70s and 80s where you'd pay, $150 to hunt 3 days down there on day leases. And they would have feeders up and everything, but there was no real management plans in for wildlife back in those days, really. Not on the places I hunted anyway. But the place like the Dale River Ranch, it is managed. There's, there's food plots and they feed year-round and selectively harvest. They don't take every young deer. You know, so it's a really viable chance to go in and get a real good buck. I scored him. I'm not really too big on scoring deer too much. But this one scored, I think it was 146 up there earlier with an air rifle. You might have seen pictures of that deer. Really nice buck, a mature buck. He's probably 4.5 years old, you know. But anyway, that's a good play. You know, day leases, if you shop around and find the right ones, can be really good hunting, and they definitely serve a purpose nowadays for people that do not have a regular deer lease. You know, let's talk one little bit about acorns. We East Texans or Northeast Texans call them acorns. I still have to force myself to call them acorns. So if I say acorn, you know what I'm talking about. But the acorn crop this year is heavy. I mean, it's heavy on the Dale River Ranch, which is out west of, you know, in Palo Pinto County. It's heavy in East Texas, real heavy up around Lake Fork, all that. Every place I've checked, the acorn crop is really heavy. Now, how does that impact us? I'll tell you how it's been impacting me. Now, people say soured acorns, you know, deer don't feed. For been my experience, and I've talked to my buddy Larry Weissoon, a noted wildlife biologist and specialist in deer, you know, soured acorns, deer don't eat much, I would say. Hate to just give a blunt statement, they don't eat them, but they don't feed on them. But hogs do. They'll eat acorns. I've watched hogs eat hickory nuts that were soured, so that'll tell you something about a hog. But corn feeders have not been hot lately. I mean, all the freezes have brought all the acorns down on the ground. And, you know, it's so the tip right now is these oak trees that drop all these acorns, they're going to be gone pretty soon. And corn feeders ought to start paying off. And so will food plots for deer hunting later in the season here. Gosh, folks, we're already out of time. I've enjoyed today's show a lot, visiting with all of you. Come out to Greenville today. We've got a winter rendezvous going on just north of downtown Greenville, folks. Henley Auto Supply, CarQuest out there on 4 wooded acres. Going to have campfires and music. Come and see us today. Folks, today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Smoke In Tex Electric Smokers, Sightmark, Texas-raised hunting products, Pyramid Air, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Mill Creek Ranch Resort at Canton, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, the Best of Texas Barbecue Sauce, and Nielsen Specialty Ammo.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.